At the beginning of May, almost 1,000 people turned up at Rudding Park for the Yorkshire Property Awards 2017. And this year, the chosen cause that children's charity Variety raised money for was Autism Angels. Based not far from Harrogate, they specialise in bringing together children who are on the autism spectrum with horses. Lynn and Sarah from the charity spoke at the awards, encouraging the hundreds of attendees to dig deep when it came to raising money for an incredible big build.
The power of what we do working out in nature and with the horses is really applicable to anybody. And even though we're called Autism Angels, the charity has supported children from all kinds of backgrounds and with all kinds of challenges. So not just autism, we have children with ADHD, from vulnerable and disadvantaged backgrounds, or from a history of abuse. Working right through to elderly patients with dementia, there's really something very soothing and calming and accessible for everybody to come out on the farm and to boost their confidence and their skills and their independence. We have a 13-year-old boy with ADHD who, as a result of working with Sarah and the rest of the team, has been able to come off medication for ADHD for the first time in his life, and he's now coming on leaps and bounds at school, doing brilliantly, because we focus on creating long-term, long-lasting change for life, really. It's not just about a day out on the farm. It's about upskilling these children and empowering them to take what they learn on the farm back out into schools, back out into society, and have a positive, long-lasting change for life. We've also had parents that have gone through our parent coaching programs, again, who have been on medication, and as a result of working with us and being supported, have come off antidepressants too. So it's really powerful stuff.
You can watch the heartwarming video about the work that Autism Angels do on a daily basis at strayfm.com/health. But first things first, what is it about autism and horses that work so well together?
There's definitely something about, well, where horses live, to start with, back out in nature, trees, you know, open fields, you know, big loud noises, that kind of thing, which is really great. Their total acceptance of anybody who comes into their space, so into their field or stable or arena or whatever, just accepting you completely of who you are, wherever you're at in your life.
Yeah. They don't know your past and they don't care.
They don't care. They don't care what car you drive, how much money you earn, what your hair looks like that day. They care more about how you are with them. And what you find is that the children on the spectrum can be very gentle. And sometimes they don't want to go too close to the horses, and sometimes they will struggle to pick up the lead rope, you know, to start with, because they want to be really gentle.
That's actually good for horses, isn't it? Because if you go in, you know, all guns blazing and big and loud, the horses don't like that. So a bit more of a reserved approach is perfect. Yeah. How does that affect the children? How does working with horses have a benefit on them?
We do a lot of work on the ground as well. So I think there's things like Riding for the Disabled. There's known for children being on top of the horses. That has a massive impact on the children physically. So the rocking motion of the horse, a bit like when you put a child in the car, you know, to get them to go to sleep, mm-hmm. that kind of rocking, you know, movement, that has that. So they go into like a bit of a trance, really. And you can just see them just like glaze over a little bit. And they're taller than you. You know, they're up on a horse. It probably makes them a bit bigger. So they're not looking up at you all the time. They're now looking down. Their breath will be different. Their heart rate will be different. Their endorphins are different, being produced in their body at that time.
Happy hormones.
Happy hormones. Yeah, it's great.
Autism really affects how they interact with people and the social rules. They really struggle to make sense of our social world. So to take them away from that, and to take them away from a classroom or a place where they don't really understand the unwritten rules of interacting with other people, and to put them with an animal who does accept them unconditionally, really, it gives them a chance to be able to learn to be accepted for who they are, and maybe learn to build a connection away from those very regimented and restricted routines, really, of a school or even just being out in a public space. And it gives them a chance, as Sarah said, to relax a little bit. They day-to-day generally have really high anxiety because they struggle to make sense of the world, which is very frightening and confusing for them at times. So to take them away into the beautiful countryside where they can relax, be learning in nature and being accepted for who they are, and having a chance to just try things out where they're supported and understood by the horse, by the team of volunteers, it really has an amazing impact on their well-being and on their self-esteem.
When National Children's Charity Variety decided to support Autism Angels, it was an incredible opportunity, and one that Lynn and Sarah are very excited about, because it means that more children and their families will benefit from the work that they do.
Alone at the moment in North Yorkshire, there's probably about 7,000 people with autism across all of the age ranges that are known about. However, there's no real data. That's something that still needs to be done. At the moment, we think about 1 in 68 people have autism or on the spectrum. So obviously within each classroom, you're likely to have one or two children at least with autism. They might not be diagnosed. The process to diagnosis is very difficult. There's at least a 6-month process to wait to even be assessed for the first time. And then you're looking at 2 to 3 years to go through that process and get a diagnosis. And unfortunately for that 2 to 3 year period, there's no real support for the families because they don't have a diagnosis. Mm. And with something like autism, early intervention is really key and critical. The parents are told on the one hand, they need to be accessing early intervention. They can't access it without a diagnosis.
By Autism Angels getting bigger and better, this is going to go on to help so many more families and children. What is the project and how can people help?
Okay, so the big build is basically supported by Variety. We have been lucky enough to have a team of professionals from the property industry come on board and design for us a really lovely mix of refurbished and new build accommodation where we're based at the moment at Cherry Trees, just outside Harrogate. At the moment, our facilities are quite basic and not as useful as they could be for children who might have sensory or other physical or cognitive limitations. At the moment, we're at the mercy of the British weather, and that's quite limiting, to be honest. And really, we need to reach as many people as possible. So by expanding the hours that we can offer our services, the more families we can reach and help.
So how can people help you then? If there are people that live in the local area, if there are people, local businesses that want to support, what can they do for you?
We need contacts from anybody who can donate services, materials, expertise. We also just simply need cash. Anybody who would like to donate or fundraise for us, there's a variety of ways you can do that. Whether you want to do a skydive for us, we're organising a skydive, or just come along and chat with us if you want to support us. The other side where we would like support would be if you feel you can benefit from our services. Again, get in touch, come along and speak to us, because we want to meet as many families as possible. We want to speak to schools because, again, that's a real opportunity for us. We train professionals and teachers and businesses to be more inclusive. And at the moment, teachers aren't really having any mandatory training on autism. So we basically want to create this centre which doesn't just serve the families but serves the whole community as well.
A huge thank you to Lynn and Sarah and everyone who has already helped by raising money for the big build. You can find out more about Autism Angels and the work they do at strayfm.com/health.